So one final point before we start getting into cases was the use of hospice. And quite a few of these patients did go into hospice. Not all. I think it was around 85, 90%. But looked like they were in, looked like they were in a reasonable period of time. I think, to me, it goes along with the rest of the survey, you know, in terms of the way the patients were managed, kind of the way you'd hope slash expect them to be. Any thoughts about that, hospice?
I agree with your observations. It was right on.
From your own point of view, what's the spectrum of palliative issues you see yourself at the end of life with ovarian cancer?
Well, it's all centered around what you just listed. I've certainly had not an insignificant number of ladies pass away from ovarian cancer for which the tumor never left the abdomen, in which case, you know, we're not dealing with parenchymal lesions in the lung or the brain or the bone. It's all centered in the abdomen. And then what is that? Well, as you point out, you know, large volume ascites is uncomfortable. So we're doing a lot of sometimes paracenteses. Sometimes we'll put catheters in so we don't have to repeatedly bring patients into the hospital or the radiology suite to get them tapped. The bowel problems is really the serious one, which is bowel obstructions with nausea and vomiting. And a substantial percentage of our patients will end up with venting G-tubes, which really can be a very effective palliative approach. I've had a number of patients who had intractable vomiting, had their venting G-tube put in, and then lived another 3 to 4 months without any nausea at all. Those would be the major issues. We do get a lot of abdominal pain from the tumor, and so pain control is important. That's where the palliative care service can help us, trying to titer the amount of opiates or pain medicines to use without necessarily putting the patient to sleep because she still has a couple months to live and she wants to talk to her family. It can be a challenge, and that's where palliative care can help us.